It's March 7th, 2005. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show featuring songs and bands you might have missed.
Does the noise in my head bother you?
It's kind of like a radio show, but now it's called a podcast.
Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Sister Kate could do it oh so nice. Now all the boys in the neighborhood, now Katie could shimmy and it's mighty good. Well, I may be late, but I'll be up to date when I can shimmy like my sister Kate. Oh yeah, shake it like my sister Kate.
Songs like taking a trip back in time to the good old days. The good old days that were 2004. That's the Diddy Bops with their song Sister Kate from their self-titled 2004 album, which is fantastic. It's the kind of music you listen to every single cut and you're like, wow, this could have been on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. This could have been on the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. But none of it was, because it was all recorded after that movie had been released on DVD and watched by me a few hundred times. Alright, next up is the band The Mates of State out of San Francisco, and they're doing their song Starman from their EP called All Day. It's pretty good. If you like The Mates of State already, then you'll obviously like this song. If you haven't heard of The Mates of State, maybe this EP is a good place to start. You can go to iTunes and download it for a few bucks. Give it a listen and see if The Mates of State are your cup of tea. You can look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. And that includes links to buy everything I play on this here show. So check it out, The Mates of State, right now on the Sounds in My Head.
Laying down some children use it, but all the children boogie.
Despite some very public media malfeasance and mea culpas lately, it turns out that we in the press employ an ethical standard that is significantly higher than in most other professions. That's according to a study co-authored by Renita Coleman, a professor of communications at Louisiana State University. Her findings refute the conventional wisdom that ranks reporters just above car salesmen.
Age and education are the two primary factors that are involved in higher quality ethical reasoning. So people who scored highly had PhDs or medical degrees. Most of our journalists have bachelor's degrees, so it was really an impressive finding.
In fact, they scored higher than their education level might have suggested?
That's correct.
You didn't break this down according to religion?
Religion correlates with high ethical reasoning up to a point. And then as people begin to be more religious, their ethical reasoning gets lower. So it's a curvilinear relationship. So one of the findings is that relying too much on religious doctrine and rules can actually inhibit good quality ethical reasoning sometimes.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And we're not the only ones who found that. There's been many studies that have been done that have come to the same conclusion.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some, never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in sugar town. Yeah. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, 'cause I was in sugar town. If I had $1 million or 10, I'd give it to your world and then you'd go away and let me spend my life in sugar town.
That song I could listen to 100 times in a row. That is Nancy Sinatra with her song Sugar Town. And when I say her song, I mean a song by Lee Hazelwood, who actually wrote it. But she performed it, and I'll tell you what, she did a mighty fine job. There's a whole bunch of different versions of that song. You can go into iTunes and search for Sugar Town, and you'll find lots of hits. But hers, well, not in iTunes, is by far the best version. So if you like that song, maybe check out the rest of the stuff by Nancy Sinatra. She had an album come out last year, her first release in a few decades, I think, or at least a couple decades. So check out Nancy Sinatra if you like that song. I know I did. But up next, it's the band Camera Obscura. They're out of Scotland, and they are a band that many people compare to Belle and Sebastian. Probably not just because they're from Scotland. It probably has something to do with the way they sound, and the fact that there is a definite similarity, I suppose. But I don't think you would confuse them, or I don't confuse them somehow. I think the vocals and, I don't know, something about it, there's something kind of unique about Camera Obscura. And they have a few albums, and they have an EP coming out next week called I Love My Gene, which I don't have yet. But when I get it, I'll consider putting it on the Sounds of My Head. For now, we're going to do a song off their album Biggest Bluest Hi-Fi. This song is called Happy New Year, and it's by Camera Obscura. Where else but on Sounds of My Head?
Thank you.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Soul Strike and Gator Funk Part 1, both by Calypso King and the Soul Investigators. Right now I'm talking over Kid Koala's Roll Credits. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, send me an email at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com, or you can vote for me and leave comments at podcastalley.com. Now you can only vote once a month and there's no ranking. It's all crazy and new over there. Check it out. See you next week on The Sounds in My Head.